This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, October 11, 2016. Paul Layton writes in the Salem News that when the state allowed a private developer to build a sports facility on the grounds of Essex Technical High School, officials negotiated an annual rent payment to the regional school district for use of the state-owned agricultural land. The school district, however, will get no such compensation from four other businesses that will be operating inside the soon-to-open building, which is just over the town line from Danvers, where the rest of the campus sits. The Essex Tech School Committee has approved four subleases that will allow for the operation of a pro shop, concessionaire, strength and conditioning, and physical therapy business at the Essex Sports Center. Those four tenants will pay rent to Essex Sports Center LLC, but none of that money will be passed along to the school district. School committee member James O'Brien of Peabody was the only member to vote against the subleases, saying the district, which represents 17 cities and towns, and taxpayers should be getting money out of the extra tenants. Construction has started on the new Lynn Market Basket. Bill Newell has that story.
City councilors are poised tonight to sign off on spending $2.5 million in state grant money on what a top city official called significant improvements to traffic flow where Western Avenue and Federal Street intersect. In a story by Thor Jorgensen in today's edition of the Daily Item, he continues to write on the topic. A new traffic rotary, signal lights, and other improvements are part of the roadway and infrastructure work planned around the future Market Basket site, scheduled to open in September of 2017. The $30 million project will give the popular retail grocery chain a Lynn presence and provide 400 jobs with hiring preferences to Lynn residents. There is no underestimating the importance of Market Basket, and this is an opportunity to upgrade traffic improvements, said Economic Development and Industrial Corporation, EDIC, Lynn Executive Director James Cowdell. Councilors are scheduled to take a vote authorizing the state Mass Works grant spending tonight, and Cowdell said initial roadway and infrastructure work will start this fall. Cowdell said most of the traffic improvement work will be done by spring 2017. It will include building a rotary to improve traffic flow where Western Avenue and Federal Street meet. Right now, five different directions of traffic intersect that location. That intersection has been a problem for a long time, he said. New signals are planned near the Market Basket site on Boston Street and two on Western Avenue. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell for MSO News Sports. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Ariana McNeil writes in the Salem News that with a new middle school comes a new mascot. Current Briscoe Middle School officials are putting a call out to the community for mascot ideas for the new $109 million Beverly Middle School under construction on Cabot Street. The school is also holding a separate logo contest, allowing students with the help of professional artists to contribute. The search for a new mascot and logo comes as the structural steel goes up at the new middle school site. If construction stays on schedule, the school is slated to open in September 2018 for grades 5 to 8. Adam Swift writes on itemlive.com that in Peabody, a home rule petition filed with the state legislature to allow as many as 20 new liquor licenses in the city could help open up downtown development. According to a city councilor, Councilor-at-Large David Gravel is quoted as saying, "I am supportive of any move that will give us the ability to lock up restaurants and other businesses that are looking at the downtown." In August, Peabody Mayor Edward Betancourt submitted a request to the council for approval of a home rule petition to increase the number of all-alcohol liquor licenses in Peabody by no more than 20. The council's Legal Affairs Committee is taking up the issue at its meeting on Thursday night. If the committee approves the request, it will be forwarded to the Committee of the Whole for approval. At that point, Mayor Betancourt would be able to file a home rule petition with the state legislature. And the Gloucester Times is reporting that men and women both are invited to attend the Fall Business Women's Luncheon hosted by the Cape Ann Chamber of Commerce with Adrienne Hazlett-Davis, a Boston Marathon bombing survivor who will serve as the guest speaker. The event will be held at the Beauport Hotel on Thursday, October 13, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. The event also includes the awarding of the Carolyn B. O'Connor Scholarship to a woman who is returning to school. Hazlett-Davis was featured in the docuseries The Survivor Diaries with Anderson Cooper, which detailed her first year after the marathon. a professional ballroom dancer. She survived the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing, after which she lost her left leg below the knee. Tickets are $35 for the luncheon. For advance tickets, go to capeandchamber.com. Tickets will also be available at the door. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.